Hi, my name is Mansi and I'm obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you've always wanted to ask but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from the maximum city who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents. I share my favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your playdate with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy hours without them. I shy away from the real talk. No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustration of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real Podcast by KidStopPress.com. Okay, this is one thing I must confess I haven't had much luck with. So went ahead and built the majestic tiger with Lego brick set. Yes, I've been to Ranthambore National Park, Kaziranga, Corbett National Park, but no sighting in place of the majestic tiger. While building this with my kids, they said, "Mom, I think we should go again." And secretly, I thought maybe I will be lucky again. So I said, "Okay, why not?" So this Christmas vacation, we're off to Tadoba near Nagpur. It's that time of the year again to take our kids out of the house to some place where we can stave off the routines and responsibilities of daily life. A vacation abroad or to the native place will do the job, but this time around, why not do something uniquely special with the kids? Why not try one more chance at seeing the tiger after building him and him gawking at me every single day? I'm talking about safaris. There's something very special and magical about these careful drives into the wilderness, the closeness to the animals, the amazing people met along the way, especially the locals, and the sheer beauty of living in the moment. Stuck on their screens and inside textbooks all day, our kids have fallen out of touch with nature and the adventure of the great outdoors. Take it from me, my kids were practically waiting for me to pick them up out of their caves, inside our house, and into the wild. I had always wanted to take our kids out on an adventure, so when I finally decided to do just that, I was surprised by how quickly they came alive. From gawking at deers to shouting excitedly over monkeys, the first safari was one of the most exciting and eye-opening travel experiences for my children I've ever had. Trust me, I've been traveling since the time they were literally in my stomach soon after they were probably just about 6 weeks old to now when they're 10 and 14, and nothing has changed. They love safaris. There's never a right age to trust kids with travel. They are naturals at it. I've been to all of the national parks, and trust me, each one of them is so different. You cannot compare one to the other. My favorite experience from the first trip into the woods was when we waited in silence to try and hear bird calls, when we started hearing deer calls instead, followed by the monkeys, and soon the entire jungle erupted with calls warning of a tiger approaching. I still get chills thinking about that time. But the tiger made no appearance. If you're unsure about taking your children on a safari, like I said, trust me, let me tell you why you shouldn't be. Led by the naturalist or safari guide, safaris are like outdoor classrooms for the kids, where they learn about our wildlife, but in a fun, interactive way instead of plain Jane, two medium books, the textbooks. From reading animal tracks in the dust to identifying dung, your little ones will learn about the wonders of nature outside of the confines of a classroom. The kids will always remember their first safari experience. Thanks to the movies such as The Lion King, Madagascar, children's love for tigers, monkeys, elephants are born at a young age. A safari gives them the chance to see these fascinating characters up close in all their grace and unruliness. A fun-filled, never-to-be-forgotten experience is what you're guaranteed, and there is nothing quite as wonderful as witnessing your child's reaction to spotting their first majestic tiger or rhino. And let's share this exciting fact with you, since all of you are in this festive mood. I know I'm the playful holiday mood as always. Play with your kids. They're not going to be kids very long. They will remember concepts much better, especially after such experiences. My idea is to play with Lego bricks, and I am leaning over the Safari Wildlife Treehouse, the Wild Animal Rescue Missions, and the Majestic Tiger What's also amazing is that there are attractive offers coming your way, attractive discounts on the annual. So stay tuned on select Lego units. The kids are just going to love this after the safari. And of course, mine gave birth to our safari plans. Moving on, you may ask, safari versus the zoo. You can see them at the nearest zoo too. But if you think you can compare a safari with a trip to the zoo, I am sorry. Going on a safari adventure is more than looking at animals. That is only a portion of the experience. You can walk around the open fields and ride through an opening into the deep woods. A visit to the zoo, though simple and fun, be as rewarding as all you can do is look at animals from a great distance who are trapped and running around in like a 10-foot enclosure. But trust me, to kids and anyone else, that's a world of a difference. First, you never want to see an animal in an enclosure. They were meant to be free. And even a safari has an element of danger, and that's what makes it so exciting. The anticipation, will you see the animal? Will you not see the animal? You know, is the call coming from the left side? Is it coming from the right side? Should we go left? Should we go right? Should we turn around? Should we follow the other jeep? Should we not? Don't worry. A small controlled element of suspense is always a lot of fun. A safari takes the whole family out of their comfort zone and far away from the pressures of work and the constant presence of social media. It's the unpredictability, the guesswork, or the crisp wind that takes me back each time. I don't know, but I love it, and my kids love it. There's almost never more than a bar of network range, but you'll barely even notice that when you're so engrossed by the wilderness around you. The memories you'll make on safari won't be matched by any other type of holiday, and you'll all remember it as a very, very special time. For kids nowadays, it's hard to relate to things which they haven't seen or experienced. So safari is the perfect opportunity to expose your children to new sights, sounds, and sensations. When you see things in its actual form, trust me, the memory, the learning, the experience, it just is amplified 100x. These new experiences help them ignite their imaginations and make them far more receptive to strange, new, wacky ideas. India is home to a vast variety of wildlife, from the one-horned rhino in Kaziranga, which I was very, very lucky to see, to Indian elephants in Periyar, which also I was very lucky to see, to the Asiatic lions in Gir Gujarat, which I am hoping I will see, and of course the Royal Bengal tigers in Korbet, Ranthambore, and of course now finally we're trying our luck with Tadoba. We hope to see them. We have it all in India with so many animals and lush landscapes on offer. If you're interested in photography, you will be in your element while on safari. Family pics don't get much better than elephants and rhinos in the background. Trust me, but be safe. If you know me, you know that I'm super conscious about the environment, and raising my kids to be little eco-warriors is very important. If you're anything like me, then safaris are just made for us, because the protected flora and fauna they encounter never fail to inspire kids to become conscious of what's at stake. An educational playground, teachable moments are everywhere on the safari. With their personal stories and anecdotes, the guides teach us and the kids a true appreciation for India's unique wildlife and ecosystem, as well as how to protect it for future generations. It also creates a huge amount of respect for these animals living in the jungle who are fighting for their survival. Perhaps the most important point of all of this is that in an age of smartphones and tablets, forming a unique connection with your little one can sometimes prove to be a struggle. A safari removes us from our fast-paced lives, powered by technology and gadgets, and takes your family to a peaceful environment where you can connect with your loved ones, where you can play, where you can cherish, where you can try and spot each animal and try and connect on spotting these animals. Share those memorable experiences with your kids, because to them a safari quickly turns into an adventure of a lifetime. Hope I've lured you into booking your next safari, just like how I got lured after building the majestic tiger with Lego bricks. But before you do that, don't forget to hop on to the nearest toy store or a Hamley store or on Amazon and make it a playful holiday with Lego bricks. Since we're talking about safari, don't forget to check out their safari wildlife treehouse, wild animal rescue missions, and my favorite, the majestic tiger Lego brick set. We are totally in love with it. You can now get attractive discounts and offers coming your way on select Lego sets. So go ahead and build your playful holiday with Lego Bricks. Hope you love my recommendations as always, as much as you're going to love this episode. And if you did, don't forget to take screenshots as always and tag me on Instagram. It's at Mansi.Zaveri at Kids Talk Press. And of course, most importantly, if you haven't heard our episode on the tiger, then hop on to Spotify and search for Tiger and Kids Talk Press. And trust me, you will find it right there.